From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The controversial head of football's world governing body, Sepp Blatter, has won another term in office. Blatter was re-elected to his next four-year term after football's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. The head of FIFA was seven votes short of the required 140 majority in the first round of voting, but his opponent, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan, withdrew before a second round could take place. After the vote, Blatter thanked those who supported him.
Thank you so much that you are here. The interest for following this wonderful day today. It was a big Congress, and we have the same president. I'm a happy man. Thank you.
Afterwards, Prince Ali said that he hoped his candidacy will help lead to change in the governing body.
I hope that people will realize that football is for the world and not just for the way that things are. And I look forward to a bright future for FIFA.
The leadership vote came after a U.S. indictment this week led to the arrest of seven top football officials in Zurich. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a blacklist, designating the communist country as a state sponsor of terrorism, in another step toward the resumption of diplomatic links between the two nations after a five-decade standoff. Secretary of State John Kerry formally removed Cuba from the list on Friday. Cuba's removal means that it could get more access to global financial markets and loans from organizations such as the World Bank. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Islamic State jihadist dressed as a woman killed three people when he blew himself up Friday at a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. Saudi officials claim to have foiled the attack in Dammam, but the Islamic State said it was responsible for the bombing and that the militant, described as a soldier of the caliphate, managed to reach the site despite heightened security. Saudi authorities said the explosion occurred as security officials approached the bomber's vehicle while it was being driven to a parking lot near the mosque. Last week, 21 worshippers were killed and dozens more wounded in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Qatif on the Gulf Coast. The Islamic State also claimed responsibility for that blast. Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at two heavily fortified five-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 15 people and wounding 42 more. The first explosion occurred late Thursday in the parking lot of the Babylon Warwick, a hotel overlooking the Tigris River that is frequently used for government meetings and news conferences. Several minutes later, another car bomb exploded outside the Crystal Grand Ishtar, formerly a Sheraton hotel. Police defused a third bomb found near the Babylon Hotel. One police officer blamed the infiltration of the bombers on negligent hotel guards and weak police security measures. The death toll from a massive heat wave in India has risen to more than 1,800 people. Most of the victims of the dizzying temperatures have been in the southern states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. Members of the temperatures, that is, have hovered around 43 degrees Celsius and higher for more than a week. Officials say the high death toll is likely because heat stroke disproportionately affects the poor and the homeless, who are less likely to die in hospitals. Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, says Nigeria cannot claim victory over the militant group Boko Haram without rescuing the schoolgirls kidnapped last year from the town of Chibok. Mr. Buhari said in his inaugural speech Friday that the 219 girls must be rescued. He called Boko Haram a mindless, godless group far removed from Islam. Mr. Buhari succeeds former President Goodluck Jonathan. He is the first Nigerian to defeat a sitting president in popular elections. And the U.S. economy shrank in the first 3 months of 2015 as unusually foul winter weather hurt economic activity. Other factors included a strong dollar and lower oil prices. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.